Good afternoon, my name is Michael Kaidon and I welcome you to Inside SCOM here on TWR. Inside SCOM is a program presented by the Student Christian Organization of Malawi, SCOM. The program presents a biblical perspective on matters that affect young people, especially students. Today, we begin a three-week teaching series on proficiency at work by Wormsman Jeremiah. We'll also hear a testimony from Fanny Ben and get an update on what's happening in SCOM. So please stick around. But let's begin with a song done by Benjamin Dube and will give us a track titled How Excellent Is Your Name.
You are listening to Inside SCOM.
In all the earth, how excellent is your name. When I consider the heavens, your fingers, the moon and the stars you have ordained. What is a man that you are mindful of him? How excellent is your name,
a song titled How Excellent Is Your Name, done by Benjamin Dube, coming your way on Inside SCOM here on TWR. And today, you are with me, Michael Kaidon. Now, I invite Wormsman Jeremiah to introduce the series Proficiency at Work.
Proficiency in professional work. Or what we mean is being skillful, being an expert in what you do, and then make sure that you've got a purpose or intended result for doing that. The purpose could be that you want to earn more money. The purpose could be that you want to change people's lives. So you must have a purpose. Ask yourself, why do I want to work? Do you know that there are people that are working, but they don't know why they are working? I never see nanganziko kala. Nango wera nzakwile nchiki. They don't have a purpose. Nisi masiyanisi. Zima jina kuhone kutu kuru ya ni purpose uyu. Uyu ya kungo pita kufoda kwenye na utakazuka. Mama wa pita kujani. Kunchiki. The question is, why proficiency at work? So we want to look at some 6 points. Why proficiency is very important at the workplace or even in business. Number one, proficiency breeds excellence. When you are proficient, the result is you become an excellent person. So it breeds excellence. And excellence is a trait or DNA of God. Timanena put, oh God, how excellent is your name. And when he was creating, day one Adamanga create, Anamina put, it is good. Day two, it is good. Mena mamari is good. Now imagine. He created a long time ago that we cannot even calculate. But everything that he created, ziri mene ziri limu. Nyanja, ilindi maliri yake mene nakalira. Pena ima kalanga tiafika kuntunda ima zabwelera. Everything else ni mene mungu anachikiri. So God created systems. That was proficiency. Now, when we talk about proficiency, ukozobanga maximize wanji productivity by finding easier way of doing those things. Now, if you want to become a master at work, umafunza, what can I do to shorten this? Where do you find all this time? You've got a very busy schedule, but you're able to do all these things. You must know, God gives me the grace. You have a simple way of doing things. You should have 2 days. You 2 hours. That's being proficient. Now I have got all my time. So when you are proficient, you create time and you create, you know, productivity in the organization. So Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10, Psalm chapter 8, verse 1 and 9. Imagamba zone naguti, oh God, how excellent is your name. Ecclesiastes, imane naguti, jina yesu mene ujikwira, ujipange niti maonse. Number 2, proficiency brings great rewards or return. Muntu amene ali proficient, uyuya makala rewarded. That's why iti manena kuti, malai munu, muli akamana banga economics, ambili mbili. But those that are quoted as authority, less than 20. Malai munu muli ma doctors, ambili mbili. Those that stand out, kupezo tiwa ni ma experts, ochep. Ena wama banga za udokota, kuma jimene sidi ngati madokota. Sikuti sama kira chino, ndukune na chonchonga? Aha. Kuma ena wa ama posa, because ama kala kuti they have gone over and above. Their price, ima kala very expensive. Mugampeza lawyer wino gampeza kuzana per hour 100,000. Mugampeza wino gakuzana ajimwe inayo 500,000 per hour. It's either you come or you go. This guy has mastered it. Nde mfusa amene yikuti kuti afike pamene baba amatani. Sometimes he pays the night osa gone. Studying ndikupesa kuti makesi acha kwadziwa ma arguments wapanga master ikangubwera kesi pa. Olokwa kuchaje 500,000. Mwina ikantengera 2 hours or 3 hours to do it. Why? Proficiency. Ugakara dolo ndi kuse ni makosa ana. Chikisho chika mkubeda papa yu. Umangojiza hai chichite ndi kwezi. Because makala kuti, you have developed your mental ability. Proverbs 14 verse 23. Ena, mupanga Psalm 128 verse 1 and 2. Akuti, in all labor there is profit. Profit ni manena kuti talweza input, post yatu, tajotsa ma expenses ose, nde yotala. Nde akunena kuti mundu baka proficient. Nangasubu kina nchito mozi mereka. Ndi akutu makara profit. And number 3, it makes one stand out in the cloud. Psalms 128 from verse 1 and 2. It makes one stand out in the cloud. Daniel chapter 6 from verse 1 to 5. Yugamba za Daniel. I would need to please the king to establish 120 provinces. And pama province amene wa anasa kama governors atatu. One of them was Daniel. Ndi Bible unena kuti, but this Daniel distinguished himself. For an excellent spirit was found in him. Onse wana alima governor at the same level. But Daniel distinguished himself. That's standing out. Kodi niyo kunchito wanunguja? Do you stand out? Mungagayama, are you going to stand out? Number 4, it is God's will for his children. Proficiency, or to be proficient, is God's will for his children. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 13. Iwunena uji wa we are the heads and not the tail. How can you become the head when you're not proficient? So when we are proficient, we fulfill this command that we should be the head. And I didn't know, I mean, I'm going to just take. Yes, zina sisi mateka, jifanyo nazo dena kukomelera, I'll get to that. Koma zina sisi mateka, jifanyo tiweyo, you are just an average. So why should I actually promote you when you are an average? Your place is there. Number 5, it honors God when we are proficient. Matthew chapter 25, from verse 14 to 29. Imene ikutu uzazama parable of talents. Akuti the kingdom of God is like king yuina wake kapena a business person. Amena mapita maiko akunja. He gave one talent to another, 2 to another, and 5 to another. So they went and he told them, occupy and do business. Kumana pita kumene kujako po werera, anayamba kuita nisa. Wa 5 anazira, bwana. 5 ina ndi, 10 yanu ndi mene hii. Wa 2, ndamenyaso 2 ina 4 hii. Wa 1 anazira, bwana. Ine ni makuzi wani ni mkoyipa. Makorola, mafuna ukorola pa mene niyosimu na face. Nesu na kuzoni tunoipa, nde nesu na ukaulitsani banopo. Nangu isunga drama ichi, wani ya meja ndi hii. Na nafusa, iwe, ngaruna zondi neoipa. Mwanji the bare minimum, ukadango tenga, nduka apata my exchangers. Uka ipange deposit kwa account, izipanga accumulate interest. Iwe sunga napanga china chili chonse, but at least the money could have gained the value. Nda kuna zoti, iwe ndi unfaithful servant. Nda na mulande ni menari na yoyo, mumpata menari njiteni. Komaso uyuyu mumponye kujani, prison. So when we work hard, when we do things proficiently, God is pleased because we are multiplying that which God has given us. Number 6, It makes you to stand before kings and not common people. Proverbs 22, verse 29. Proficiency makes you stand before kings and not common people. How do you know how diligent or proficient in his work or in our work? He will stand before kings. Magosan, there's a reward for us to be skillful at what we do. It opens doors for us. Biblical examples of people who demonstrated proficiency or who lived the life of proficiency. Number one is Noah. Now imagine Noah, chizua, chechukuru kwambiri, sikunambe kutiko laba sikuta guwako mvula, ziko lo ndikumizilwa. But God is telling him, hey man, ndiza ononga ziko, ndikutokuloko ndio ononga. Make an ark. Ndi anayitila kumpasa ma dimensions. Mani nupange chonchi. Uhu kutalike makuti, talike makuti. Noah was diligent. He was proficient. He constructed the ark exactly in the specs that God had given him. And then akumusa katengeni za moyo. Mape ya muzibu edeti. Akanamusa mungu, ah God. Katengeni noka. Mesen dizazi. Mungu wa zituba. Ziwiri kalowe. You know, so some of us, ha, ulokoti ngapanda kubanga. So what else? After all, tindrama dimeti manandila soni machenji gari. Guys, go the extra mile. Noah demonstrated proficiency. Enoch, you hear kunena kuti, akuti ndipo Enoch, atabada nena 66 years anabereka mwana. Then Enoch walked with God and he was no more, for God took him. Makosana, tangu ganizani munthu uyu, anaenda ndi Mulungu, Mulungu kufika pano zati akulu dolo ili. Sitofunika lidzafe ayi. Ndi ngoni tengala moyo lidzimwera. That's proficiency in spiritual life. Mumazi wanthu aina akuti makonda akufuna kushayinirana kuti tizionetsana ndi pa uzimu. What is more important, kuti mundidetermine ndine wa uzimu. Kuma before God, there's nothing. I don't have a good report. Madolo, tisavafune kuti tizipanga madolo pamaso pano. Let's make sure kuti record yathu ni Mulungu izikhala CV yathu izikhala bullet. Taina ke Mulungu kuti ndofuna ndichotse anthu kudziko. Ndofuna ningo chosateni wokha ngati Enoch. Ife kudzakhala mmene mom kuvaya nawo. Another person who demonstrated proficiency is Abraham. Abraham, munthu uyu anali ndi okhulupirira Mulungu, koma imagine kuti alibe mwana. Makosana, the circumstances are not favorable. But this guy remained so faithful. Mpaka nakuona kuti adoro awawa ndi father of faith. Mulungu kusana kuti he's my friend. Kukhala ndi friendship china chake. Yesu ndi amanga tiphekesa friendship ndi Mulungu. U friendship oyamba ndi Mulungu machita kuti ukhale qualified. Makhala magobo. Upange ma sacrifice, upange sichani. Of course, yes, atakubwera kuti andikumvera ndichisoni mwangubwera kwa ine mukhala ma friend. Koma Abraham demonstrated proficiency in his walk with God. And even the things that he was doing. Chimachita kunena, ah, mukunena kuti ziweto zachuluka. Eh, ndezi, ah, wandi awakuyambana, eh. Mani, sankhane kumene mutenge, kumene mukufuna. Ha, ine kuma kwa giri niko. Ramsata ndawa, pita, anumuka kado mene ko, ine ndikhala kuna. Osa ziwa kuti kwa giri niko, kumene mungu hao nongesu ni moto. Proficient people don't compete for things that are not, you know, necessary. They know who they are. So they don't indulge in that office politics, petty politics. Kumina kwa, abana, mamba, wakutu makunene sa, so what do you want to get? Favor. Bangi osa beza favor ni Mungu. Develop your own proficiency. Joseph, number four, in his rise to becoming prime minister. Doro iriso, ilina chirasu za sukuru wabasi. Kukani duande abare yake, mkumpo nyera dry pit. Kujoka mene muja kukulisi doa kala kapolo, kuma the guy kept a very positive attitude. Ali kukapolo kuja. Mbaka nabwana mkonole the grace of God edipa uyuyu. Man, ndakupa ngani trust you are in charge of this house. Agaza wali muzi, mwemo. Chimena maziwa nchapa tebulo, china yose saa maziwa. Now, wachoka mgrone mene nja waiwala kukapolo, akuka mponye na songu uche ni muja. False accusation. Kodi mkana kala ni mkana tani. Do you know what sometimes, if it might be derailed because of my circumstances I'm meeting now. Proficient people don't give up because of difficulties. They keep pushing because they have got a purpose and a goal to achieve. And see, in the end, anama suri the Lord ulafala, ndi ukara second in command. Si kuti tu proficiency, ina kubera popo pompo. It's developed over time. Osa ni kutu, ha, panu bandita yamba chito, 3 months, and ni proficient, mandu wana? Ah, tukuda abu watu. David, in becoming a great king, kuti mwone, mkosa naye anali kuodyetsa mkosa, uziweto, kena kwa mwitanitsa, ampanga anointi. Komata ampanga anointi, sana pita automatically kwa kala king. There was a process. But in the process, David never missed the mark. Pofunika kutaka kuzemba ama zemba, pofunika kukabisala kupanga ama kabisala, but he never lost the mark. Yori ndiza kala king. Daniel, ku Babylon, he's a slave. He stands out from day one. Akuna sotu musatipase zanyama nyamasa, hai mungu nipasa masama. Kwaesa 10 times, kwaesa. Akupiti nila in the chane, Daniel chapter 6. Magavana atatu, ena undoda nale akonko, awida nale akonko, mozi, slave. Slave distinguishes himself. Distinction, even ni banchito. Kunchito otu, kuma bangito assessment. Oma nina utawawa indi agwila nchito, koma aaa. poor, our average, our better, our outstanding. You are assessed based on how you're doing your work. Nezufunika kuna zuti iweyo uzipange seti kuti kumene kujabu ngadipale antamena la outstanding. Inendika kare one of them. Dolo wina mena unesa proficiency is Jesus Christ. Anabwera ndi mishoni nchali chikujita kurengeza kuti ndabwera. Anabwera ngatu. Alichubi Luke chapter 4. Ndabwera. Ndiza masule ansinga. Ndiza chiritse. Ndiza lalikine chakajopa. Kupanga manifesto po yamba pa ministry. Ndi, ndani usenji majita kuna, ninabu yonza kwa nilisa jifunocha atate. Mbaka na chikuwa nilisidwe. Ashi, mikazaki kapa kosi pachi, I will draw the world. Ndi, akufika sopa nukuna soti, mission ni pangidwa accomplish. Ndi, kuna atina, kuna akungana. My drops like blood of sweat. Ndi, alanze zifusa, nipange abort mission ni kapena nipange goe. I am no, sinu panga abort. Abue, ngati munga lole chikwe chichichi nipiti leader, but not my will, but your will, O Lord. Proficient people stand firm on their purpose. Paul, jimapese kakuna zisha kumana mavuto, ashima anga njoka ya muluma, amutibula nukumutsi sabadengi pauti nipapampanda wakoma. So, mahosana, proficiency requires you to be dedicated to the cause. You don't give up in the midst of challenges. You know what you're going for. We naso ndi Jeremiah. Jeremiah, utita kumusa kati weyo, ndakui gangati chikoma. Ugane nere kwa atu, but these people will fight you. Mission, you imagine how to be in the tough from the way to go. Then she nabit, aloha, mbuya, ya tuwa hundisunza, hundipa, riayi, jienayo. And he accomplished, despite all the obstacles. Lastly, mzani nakuta agenda. Esther, Queen Esther, is one of the people that demonstrated proficiency. Mungu hii, analiso slave. Kumano, Mungu wana ndalisa. Do you know kuti Mungu chimene tufuna tizabange or what we need to accomplish? Ama tipatsira tuma traits wana zoti tizafikire chimene chocho. Kwani zoti Mungu anampatsa Esther ma looks abwino deliberately. It was strategic. So God amapanga zinthu very strategically. Ask yourself, how do you look like the way you are? How do you behave like the way you are? Probably there's a mission. Kuma mission yokuti ikwanirisidwe, she had to go ku slavery. Ali ku slavery kuja. Kunapezeka kunena kuti uncle wake ndi a get man. Manybody guy was get man. Get man why what? Ah! Akwini tu muma tani anyashula yalako umungu. Akwini apa nga dismiss. Ndi inaganizira ah komatu nisi wanga uja nchipazua. Anamutenga kupita pa beauty context kukhala number 1. Anaifula Esther. Chikudyerera buno bwino kena kukuzapezeka kuti scandal yafika. Man Haman kusonyeza kunena kuti yakula mphamvu ya mera mapiko. Yufuna ipe majani? Majus. Mwendekai, ali get man. Iye sana funo kwa kukwota kuna sote, akwini, kunjago kwa futa, ai. Inangu, ningu mfala zimasanza, and saki cloth indika kadepi na baki. Aka ndiwona, utenga wakafika mwa janti itanisa. Get man yuso sana liso mtu wamba ya. Ama ziwa how to move things. Wani, ana, strategic, yes. Kwe yamba kupusha nisi agalowe. Kena kwa ikala wapata, anisi ajado alipote ntela, saa kuziwa kunjago kumeji ujitika. Ningu mfala masana. Ankolo tabwela niti kamerani sindi kujoka aduba. Chaiti kanchani. Afuna kutipa. Iwo saone katifa jodu ulipambali pa mfumu pa ndeo panga survive. Pamena sa ndemu funa titani hati. Ubangeza kutupite kwa mfumu. Nde Esther uchaso so strategic. Mfumu wanga kalale amuna angapali mama mulo aziku. Kungu tena numa kadu wisdom mulibe. Hana kase ankolo neti nkopita basi. Iya hii. Pama kara malamulo. So Esther anazote. Lamulo hiliri kutiti sintidwe pama vuta. Mwina amuna angatika pesa, ata goni na mbali yaku manzere. Mwina saka ndiroza ndolo. Agabano ndiroza ndolo, inendipewa. So kuta saka ndiroza ndolo, imene tipange tisari 3 days. Kuti kumuamba kuti baki ile. Tikangupanga fast. Ndika mapina mbizipita ni mungu. Kuti niyo strategy, winning strategy yanu jiotani. Mwaka mapito wa maofisi kuchi, mwapito business. Anzana mapito wa Mozambiki, kukate nga zimzo wa tandiziri. Inu basunga na, kwa niti ni degree. Kumene koso harikose na sama degree. Ena sonda masters. So you need to have a strategy. So Esther anadidoro, anakalani strategy. Ndi ngontenga mungu. Na andika kanandi mungu. Anfumu afune asafune ndoro wakai wakai tutu. And it happened. Kani yu enatabu ino. In favor of Esther ni Mordekai. So makosana, mbai bomuri ya antu hamena hatu onesa udolo wa proficiency. Can we craft our personal story of proficiency? Kuta antu haziza nena kuti, mzaka sama 20 chakuti. 20, 30, 20, 20 chakuti. Kuna aliena hake kumanari dolo la likuu. Inuyo muni current backing ya mungu.
That's the voice of Womsman Jeremiah, who was introducing the teaching on proficiency at work. We'll continue that teaching next week.
Hi, I'm Martha Konje, and you're listening to Inside SCOM.
We now go to today's testimony, and today we're going to hear from Fanny Beni.
I'm Fanny Beni, and I was at Malawi University of Business and Applied Sciences, and I was studying paramedical engineering.
Fanny, when did you become born again?
I can't remember the exact year, but it was when I was in primary school. I think I was in standard 7, if not 6.
How did you join SCOM when you went to secondary school?
Okay, once we joined secondary school, we used to have people who used to call us, invite us to attend the SCOM services. So, yeah, that's how I joined SCOM.
What was this secondary school?
Lilongwe Girls Secondary School.
Yeah, so how was SCOM at Lilongwe Girls Secondary?
We had a very nice SCOM because we had good leaders who used to invite the associates and other people outside to teach us on different topics.
What was the most memorable moment for you in SCOM at Lilongwe Girls?
At Lilongwe Girls, we had this other conference. Can't remember the exact year, but then we had different people presenting from different careers, and we had a certain economist. I can't remember his name again, but he encouraged us to work hard and fight for what we want.
What's the most memorable moment for you at MUBAS?
At MUBAS, I think I was enjoying every West, because at MUBAS we always have our services. We used to have our services on West days, and I think every SCOM service was a refreshing time, a time to commune with God and to learn from my fellow students.
What do you like most being in SCOM?
SCOM has given me a platform to grow in terms of connections. I've gotten to know a lot of people. I've made family, like friends, through SCOM, and it has encouraged me to work extra hard. Like I said earlier on, when I was in secondary school, I had to work hard. Of course, the person who was presenting during that time was an economist. I wanted to become an economist because of the way he presented himself. But one thing that I got from there is that I worked hard to get where I am now.
Okay. How has SCOM impacted your life?
SCOM is a good platform for personal development because we always have the opportunity to learn from people from different ranks, people who have done well in life. Like, for example, today we had someone presenting on how professionally we are to conduct ourselves, and that has just opened my eyes to know how best I can work and how best I can present myself at work.
Tell us a little bit about the program you were doing. What is medical engineering all about?
Okay, so paramedical engineering is about maintenance, installation, and designing of medical devices. Yeah, that's basically it.
Lastly, what would be your word of encouragement to fellow students or anyone listening to this program?
I can advise everyone listening to this program to find a certain platform, for example SCOM, where you find people you can interact with, because they become a family and a people that you get your inspirations from. One of the things that I've learned in this life is that your company decides where you go. So in SCOM, you'll be able to find people that will encourage you prayer-wise and even professionally and in your academics.
That's the voice of Fanny Beni, who was our guest in today's testimony segment.
This is Justice Chifundo Kachale, and you're listening to Inside SCOM.
Finally, let me give you an update on what's happening in SCOM. SCOM is pleased to inform you that the theme for the 2024-2025 academic year is Running Towards the Goal. And the key scripture for this theme is coming from Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 to 14. We'll be getting more details about this theme in our future editions. In the same vein, as we begin the new academic year, every SCOM member and the SCOM associate is reminded to get registered. The annual subscription fee is 100 kwacha for secondary school students, 500 kwacha for students that are in colleges or universities, and 5,000 kwacha for SCOM associates. While each SCOM branch is also required to register with 1,000 kwacha for secondary school branches and 3,000 kwacha for university and college branches. SCOMAF zones are also required to register. Please get in touch with your zonal leadership for details on how you can register, or you can also contact us through our media platforms. Lastly, the SCOM Associates Conference, popularly known as ASCO, will take place from 11 to 14 October 2024 at Malawi College Officials in Mangochi. Registration fee is 15,000 kwacha for SCOM associates based in the central, eastern and southern region, and 10,000 kwacha for those that will be coming from the northern region. That update brings us to the end of this week's edition of Inside SCOM. For questions, feedback, or if you want to share your testimony, music, or SCOM updates, please let's get in touch on 0881-775-483. The number again is 0881-775-483. Drop us an email, and our email address is radio@scommalawi.org. You can also find out more about SCOM or download a copy of this program on the SCOM website, which is www.scommalawi.org. Remember to visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/scom.mw, for more updates about SCOM. Until next week, keep on listening to TWR Malawi. And today, you were with me, Michael Kaito.
SCOM! Jesus loves you.